Continental Tyres, AFL Trade Radio.
Right now, we need to just put a pause on all of that as we head out now to the Hawthorn list and recruiting manager, Mark McKenzie, who joins us on The Late Trade. Mark, appreciate your time today on The Late Trade.
No worries, guys. How are you going?
We're well, mates. You've managed to get the first movement officially signed off and all executed. The long-known prospect of Carl Amon joining the Hawks from the Port Adelaide Footy Club went down today. It's officially the first movement, at least by way of the books being submitted and signed off by the AFL to become a Hawk.
Yeah, it was great to get that one done early. It's always good during these periods, whether it's free agency or trade, to sort of get something, get a priority done early. And, you know, great for the footy club, great for Carl. I think he's off overseas today too, so it puts his mind at ease when he's jumping on the plane there. But, yeah, great to have that go through. It's been a bit of a process, so it's glad to be official now.
Sure. The club's been open with conversations it has had in recent times with senior players who have explored the possibilities of looking elsewhere. And you had those conversations even last year. You were going to have them again. And one of those people you will speak to soon, Mark, if not already, is Tom Mitchell, the Brownlow medalist. Are you able to update us and by extension, the Hawthorn Football Club listeners of late trade on Trade Radio, the situation with Tom Mitchell right now as you are about to enter the official part of the trade exchange period?
Yeah, as you mentioned, there's been a lot of media speculation over the last few years, really, always about players, and that goes from club to club. But really, from this point, yeah, Tom's a contracted player. There's been no trade request or anything like that. And that's really where it sits at this point in time. So from there, that's where it sits. We know that there's speculation going around here and there, and we've gone through that for a few years now, but yeah, that's really what it is.
I'll just ask you one more on him and then I'll throw it open to Stephen Silvani and David Noble. So obviously 2 weeks to come, we've got the official trade period. Collingwood has been linked to him. Are you expecting a call from them about Tom?
Oh, we haven't gone through any hypotheticals from that, and really from the facts that we know, there hasn't been anything significant come forward or anything from that regard. It's more some speculation here from there, and that's what we deal with every player from here and there. You don't know what's going to come over the next couple of weeks, but at this point in time, that's a fact. He contracted and no trade request at all.
G'day, Mark. It's Nobes here, mate. Sam being in first 12 months down now in regards to his coaching style, he's had a chance to look at the list and unfold. What are your biggest needs going forward, do you think, mate, in the next 12 months with Mitch's game plan? Is it continuing to build into that midfield, or what's the thought process?
The thought process is probably pretty similar again to this year, where we need to get games into a group of guys. So, you know, we want to invest again in the draft. And if we look at positionally, we're probably set down back there. I think everyone can see that we've got a number of guys that can sort of play down back. They've shown the ability to move up the ground too. So I think that sort of midfield forward area is probably one area that we want to look at. And whether that's in, you know, this period over the next couple of months through trade and draft or the next 12 months, that's probably the area just because of the players that have sort of rotated through the back line, and a few of those are going up onto the wing as well and even through the midfield. But I think we need to find that mix within the midfield, but also up forward going over the next couple of years. But I think the plan will be, again, to get more games into these guys. And to the coach's credit, he was able to do that this year. I think we had, you know, on average about 13 a week that were under 23 getting games in. I think we've seen how important that is when players start playing their 30th game and their 50th and 70th and getting closer to that 100 mark. So I think that would be the aim again for another 12 months.
Mark, you mentioned that you may want more picks or get some more early picks in this draft. Was that correct? Did you say that?
Whether it's getting more or moving up, just improving our draft here. So not necessarily getting another two or three in. It might be more focused on potentially moving up, but we'll explore both those avenues.
Yeah. Have you got any interest in the Jack Bowes at all, knowing that pick seven's on the table, or that's what's being said? Would you have any interest there?
Yeah, there'll be some interest in Jack. I mean, from our point of view, like I said before, that midfield area is important for us to find that right mix, and Jack brings a little bit different with the way that he's played, so there's definitely some interest in that point of view in positionally. And obviously the right age from our group that's coming through, the age demographic fits as well. So we'll explore that avenue and see where that goes. But I don't think there's been anything significant with any clubs about deals and exactly what picks and that sort of thing. But definitely Jack, as a player, could definitely suit what we'd be looking for as an inside mid that can play some various positions as well.
It's been a lot talked in regards to the salary cap dump, mate, and the truth is somewhere in the middle between what's been said and what's reality. But it would seem that you guys are probably in a good space in the next couple of years to start to look at what your salary cap range is in the next in the a bit of underspend in the next couple of years to position yourself going forward with the games into these guys, someone like Bowes, as an option. But is that fair assumption?
Well, I think, as an overall 2PP, I think potentially, I guess we still don't know what the salary cap is going to be for the next, even next year and the year after. So we can do some forecasting on that as we've done. So we think we might be in a healthy position, but, that also reflects to, we want these players coming through for us and who jumps up and that sort of thing as well. So you get to reward your own players from there. But until we probably know the exact of what the TPP will be, we can be a bit more pointed with it. But at this point in time, we're probably in a bit more healthy position than what we have been in the past.
Speaking with Mark McKenzie, the list and recruiting manager of the Hawthorn Footy Club. Mark, I'll just jump around, bounce a few names around with you for a few moments, if you don't mind. James Warple found himself out of the team quite regularly in 2022. Is there any prospect of him seeking a new home?
No, I would have thought, look, Warps had his interruptions. When he was actually come back into the team after some strong efforts down at VFL level, he was actually getting his groove back and playing well until that shoulder injury. So, Warps, hopefully big pre-season for him and pretty hopefully no more interruptions through injury.
The move and the decision that's now been made public by Jack Gunston to want to continue his career at the Lions, how's that been received by you and what will you do potentially in this trade period to maybe combat that?
Yeah, look, we were keen for Jack to stay, obviously, and the last month was pretty important for Jack to just go through the process, get his space and work out what he wanted to do. But from our end, obviously, what he provides on field and off it, he's been a star of the footy club. So we're very keen for him to stay, but we're also happy for him. We see for him as a lifestyle decision, and that's all he can be. As much as we can be a little disappointed that he's not going to remain with the Hawks, that was the right through free agency, and we just wish him all the best, and we're happy for him just of what he's definitely provided, and most of all that he's happy that that's a decision that he wants to take going forward.
Yep. Mark, obviously you won't want to broadcast right now everything you may be thinking of doing in the next 2 weeks, but just for those Hawthorn supporters listening, if you could just paraphrase just your intent and your club's potential movements, at least in a broad brush perspective over what lies ahead between now and Wednesday week.
Yeah, we still want to improve our draft hand in some way. That's still a process. It's similar to last year, we feel. We've got 6 and 24 at this point in time, and we want to be around that mark again. So if we can bring in two or three quality players in that area, that'd be great. So that'd be a priority. But we have been pretty pointed, obviously, with Carl coming in to improve that midfield area, and we'll be open to potentially looking at another one or two, being a bit more pointed in that in regards to potentially helping us, because we don't want to just neglect the trade and free agency period, but improve our draft position in some way, but also be open to one or two potentially coming in.
Okay. A couple of other names mentioned and linked to Hawthorn in that roundabout way, at least before it all starts officially. Lloyd Meek and Fisher Mackesy, anything potentially doing in either of those spaces?
Oh, yeah, there's definitely some interest in Lloyd, as it happens every year with the ruck merry-go-round from that end. But bottom line, he's a contracted player, so that really sits with Freo from there. We've got some interest. There might be some discussions over the next week and a half, but he's a contracted player from here. And Fisher, no, probably not from our end with Fisher.
Yep. And any pull back to WA for Denver, Granger, Barastitz of any concern for you at this stage?
No, not at all. Haven't heard anything from that at all.
Yep. And Mark, just one before we do let you go, and appreciate your time today. The mood at the club, given the as of last Wednesday, the public announcement that the investigation into racism had reached an ugly finding, and obviously the playing out of that between last Wednesday and today, has it affected anything going on with the potential to bring players in or move players out?
Well, look, yeah, it's been I've viewed those stories last week as well. It was definitely tough to read. I understand that the club put out a statement, and given there's a process currently with the AFL, it's probably not my area to comment. But really, from a recruiting point of view, at this point, it hasn't affected anything. From that, that's all I know from probably our recruiting point of view. But yeah, it was tough to read, but. Obviously, there's a process from there, so probably not my area to comment too much further.
Yeah, fair enough. Hey, Mark, thank you, as you did last year and as others at Hawthorn have done prior to that, to joining us on the Trade Radio today, just to enlighten your supporters as much as anything as to what you're going to be doing in the next couple of weeks.
Beautiful. Thanks, guys. Have a good one.